Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lillis. Chacon moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Throneberry for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. Renu moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renu scores. Aspromonte moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Chacon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Spangler moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. Spangler moves to third. Pendleton moves to second. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 0-for-1 in the game. Renu is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Renu fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pendleton strikes out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Amalfitano moves to second. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Warwick hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. One out. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chacon for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Anderson now pitching. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 0 for 2 in the game. Renu hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive to center field. Warwick throws towards Lillis. Lillis fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lillis. Thornberry goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. Chacon strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 3 in the game. Larker hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 0 for 3 in the game. Renu hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Pidge Brown pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Pidge Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Roman Mejias pinch runs for Pidge Brown. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spangler is walked intentionally. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mejias scores. Spangler moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.